Blog Talk Radio.
Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Live Yahuwah's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahuwah's radio, Yahuwah's ministry. Featuring B-O-T-T-Y Israelites. I be your host by name, your seer, Israel of Seed Roy. We're doing a series called The New Order of YHWH, Yahuwah through his people Israel. We just going to stroll down the international side and see who all join up, and we'll get it going on by bringing our elder in, and we'll tell you all about the broadcast shortly. Stroll down the international side and see who all in the room, see who all want a part of part number 50. On the international side, all the slots are filled. All right. What's flashing out of New York? And all the spots here, that's 195 international countries have got a representative in for this broadcast. A lot of memos on the table. We don't know what all we're going to get you to unfold. But what's flashing on the international side is 110-374. What's crashing on the international side is 110-37. We're going to bring the L in. We're going to go from there. We're going to be reading a couple of these memos, see exactly what we hearing and what we're looking at, and we'll take it from there. So one thing about it, when you meet the elder, our elder will allow a voice, you say. Elder Mr. Chills. Yahuwah bless you, L.C. Right.
And Yahuwah bless you. Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Well, I'm trying to look at these memos as they come in, as they're speaking. 195 international countries, 110-374 is in the room. 110-374. You can take it from there. Let me take a little peek at what this memo is saying that I got to do, according to them. You must do. You're on the clock.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. Looks like another attendee number of 110,374 listeners. And you know, I think that's a good thing, because it appears to be that we have more people coming each time the word of Yahuwah gets more intense. lets me know that we've came to hear the things that most of us listening can hear, and some listening, they never understand. But Yahuwah's ministry makes all this misunderstanding all possible. We come to see those things through proper teaching that we provide, that some looking never find. It's the misinformed that can do none of these things, like some of the people I listen to each day. This is why the words of Yahuwah that is taught makes all this and more possible for the righteous. You have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts, which is most important. We're given the knowledge to know that there are those out there that camouflage their evil or awfully confused teachings and overly loud bump the gums contest for their righteous learning, even using the Bible scriptures as verbal weapons against most of us that do understand the Bible. Can you imagine that? Anyway, to help guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry that comes to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. First and foremost about Yahuwah's word, connecting the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods that you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you all came to seek. And now you found that which you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe Yada, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We generally don't have a class on Tuesday unless we have a special event. Now, we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is starting at Friday at 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. The temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until the temple members desire to leave. Now, we're also using a website address to get there. Open up any search engine on any one of your devices. On the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, just under the big line, you will see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when you do this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah live. Also to build a school, banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check our calendar. That will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. The calendar explains what the feast days are in Scripture, detail when they begin and when they end. For the live program, this is a feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine, type three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking on it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We are currently using two email addresses. The first, which is tribe, that's tribeyhdh @gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. We have also a few numbers that you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is the live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224 800-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call, leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen or catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, type three words on the search line. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. What you need to type is Yahuwah Radio Live, and you'll get right to that Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yada. After that, you'll be able to choose the program that you missed or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, after the normal broadcast, we will be simultaneously broadcasting on Pal Talk. We will be listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs with Seer Israel riding shotgun. No comments will be taken off topics or multiple text questions answered. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But remember, when you're trying to learn and you're doing that trying to win the Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of Yahuwah's glory, which is said unto you. This is why we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah, as it tells us in the book of St. John, chapter 14, verse 26. 26 says, "But the Comforter, which is the righteous Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring things unto your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." So we find that today is another day for learning the words of Yahuwah and being entertained by his righteous teachings. You find that we have those that commend the word, and some listening to the same thing we do cast it behind their backs, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible, taking those meanings totally another way, along with the noisemakers, the complainers. Don't forget the deceptive listener, flipping the Bible pages to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. Can't even find the book of Genesis. They've clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman. And seriously, time is not in our favor, but the best is yet to come. Remember, we can only do 100% of what one man or one woman that was Jacques Riley created to do in this life. And that's if at all possible. So if anyone ever says they've even done more than 100%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. Now that's impossible. So to find out what our possibilities can be, let's keep our Bibles open and find out what Yahuwah's words has to reveal to us today. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Elder. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. It's amazing what I'm looking at. But we can't answer all these right here. If we answer all this, what I'm looking at right now, ain't no way in the world we can get anything done. So, can't do it. All right, excellent. So, but we will get whatever Yahuwah allows us to get on this broadcast. Above Yahuwah Israel, look up again the history and start of the Holy Roman Empire. Peter wrote, the Holy Roman Empire was already around, but they got a timeline for that word to be a Holy Roman Empire. In the, they had what's called the West and the East. They had two sets of Roman Empire. In the West, that went down in 476. So they, the West was taken down in 476. But the official term of the Roman, Holy Roman Empire, I want you to kind of bring that out. What is the official term? When was that word used? Although Charlemagne was crowned in 800 A.D. by Pope Leo III, crowned. So, but it's a couple of things that if we hear a little bit, then we'll take from now. A lot of information, but like I said, again, this broadcast, it ain't long enough, but we got other things to get at WCC. And we'll do the best we can. So one thing about it, when you meet your brother with a loud voice, you say, Brother Yahdai Israel. Yahqua Peter L.C. Right.
Yahqua bless you, see Israel. See you, Royal. Hallelujah, Yahqua.
Hallelujah, Yahqua there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Well, we're into a whole lot of memos on the table. And the Bible, we keep telling you, is not a novel, but only one people probably can read this Bible, and that is the Six Anointed Camp. Not being pompous to tell you like it is. There are a lot of times people jump in this Bible and they make errors because they read it like it's a novel, and they come up short. Every time we can tell by they walk, they talk, they out of order, and we have to show it. Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Let's take a little bit into that, Brother Yahdai Israel.
The book of Luke, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
The only way you're going to learn this Bible, the righteous spirit of God teach you in the same hour. That's the only way you're going to learn this Bible, and a lot of spirits that you have on you, you got to recognize when spirits is not in your favor. But the only way you can recognize that is by someone that knows what is written. What is written off, Brother Yahdai Israel, and matter of fact, I need a double dose. Give me a double dose of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. Need a double dose there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Bring that back one more time. Come on.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse number 12 reads, For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Excellent. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. But see, what it is, we don't understand the power of this man's hand, that sometimes he gets to operating, and if you don't have the right spirit, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 14 and 16, what it say? What it says in on tape number 50, Romans chapter 8, verse 1, 14 and 16 says what?
Book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 1, verse 14, verse 16 reads. Book of Romans chapter 8, verse number 1. There is therefore now condemnation to them which are in Yahweh the Son, walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of Yahweh, they are the sons and daughters of Yahweh. Verse 16. The Spirit itself bear witness with our spirit that we are the family of Yahweh.
Yeah, well, we'll know who you are when you are family, when you on the right track. And it's not based upon we knowing what you look like, but it is what you look like, but not knowing what you look like. Because Yahweh is saying something, those going to be leaders today and then more to come must have this is exerment. Give me that word right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Give me a what I'm trying to say there, Brother Yahdai Israel. You need to have a little bit of what?
Discernment.
Excellent. And a Exactly. And how you going to do all that? You got to do it through the page of the book. So now, in the book of the 11th chapter of Isaiah, there, Brother Yahshua Israel, 11th chapter of Isaiah, it makes a profound statement in the 11th chapter. And what it says in verse number 2. Let's look at verse 2 and 3. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2 and 3. Listen real good what it's saying. You all the big dignitaries around the known world about this Bible, that 11, verse 2 and 3 says what?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verse number 2, verse number 3 reads, Book of Isaiah 11, verse number 2, the spirit of Yahweh shall rest upon him, spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of Yahuwah, verse number 3, shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of Yahuwah. He shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears.
Mm-hmm. But see, it all starts by having, it shall make him a quick understanding in the fear of Yahuwah. So here go the game changer. The quick understanding, it ain't going to be quick for you at all unless you got the fear of Yahuwah. See, if you ain't got the fear of Yahuwah, then your quick understanding is not going to help you. And we all got to digress. It's continue to throw things out on the table, and you're not going to catch it because you got to have the fear of Yahuwah. And the fear of Yahuwah is out of the mouth of David in 111 verse 10. The fear of Yahuwah. The fear of Yahuwah. What is it, Brother Yahshua Israel? According to what we can read in 111 verse 10. So the first thing you have to go, make sure you look in the mirror and see that you have a 111 verse 10. What it says in 111 verse 10?
Book of Psalms 111 verse number 10. The fear of Yahuwah is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his Torah instruction, his praise endure forever.
So if you're not keeping the Torah instruction, there's no way possible you can keep up with this kind of impact of the six anointed camps and break down all type of dark sands in this Bible unless you got the fear of Yahuwah. But the fear of Yahuwah don't even begin unless you keep the Torah instruction. If you're not keeping the Torah instruction, the fear of Yahuwah is not going to be there because he's not going to allow you to have it. He's not going to let you, you might write down everything we're saying, but some reason when it comes out your mouth, you're going to be totally different because that's the way he operates. So if you ain't got the fear of Yahuwah, you will not have this. You will not be the, give me another word. Make sure I'm saying the right word there, Brother Yahuwah Israel. You will not be to do what?
Receive the understanding of the word of Yahuwah.
Hey, you're not going to be able to do it. I mean, you're not going to be able to do it because, see, you're going to jump down the Bible, you're going to read everything wrong. Okay, well, I'll give you a case in point. I'll give you a case in point right here. You go in the 11th chapter. And we'll give you a case in point. Let's take a case in point. Let's go to the 11th chapter and pick up verse number 1 of Revelation. We'll give you a case in point how we will jump in the Bible and think we read it wrong. We'll go to the 11th chapter, pick up verse 1. Let's read till we get our point. Let's go to Revelation chapter 1. We'll read till we get our point there, Brother Yahshua Israel. You're on the clock. Come on. Revelation 11, 1.
Book of Revelation, chapter 11, verse number 1 reads, There was given me a reed like unto a rod. The minister spirit stood saying, Rise and measure the temple of Yahuwah, the altar, and them that worship therein. Verse number 2, But the court which is without the temple, leave out and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 40 and 2 months. Stomach two. Mm-hmm. Verse number three. Now we give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Verse number four. These are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before Yahweh, Yahweh of the earth. Verse five. If any man will hurt them, fire proceed out of the mouth, out of their mouth, devour their enemy. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed.
Right there, good enough. Now look what we done read in 1 through 5. Now you take the whole, exclude the six anointed camp, they'll jump down there, and they'll come up with everything that they, that this book is not talking about, but they'll build some teaching on that 1 through 5, the two olive trees, not knowing that the Bible tells you plainly in 42:24, the Bible tell you something in Sirach 42:24. What do the Bible tell you there, Brother Yahdai, as well?
The book of Sirach, chapter 42, verse number 24 reads, Sirach 42, verse 24. All things are double, one against another. He have not made anything. He have made nothing in perfect.
All things is double. And John pulled that verse from 11, verse 6. Issachar's boy, Job. He pulled that verse. See, that verse was pulled. He didn't just pull a rabbit out of that. No, he pulled that verse. He pulled it from 11, verse 6. What did it say?
The book of Job, chapter 11, verse number 6 reads, book of Job, chapter 11. Verse number 6. And that he will show the secret of wisdom, that they are double that which he is.
Mm-hmm. The Bible have a double meaning. And now back to Romans again, chapter 1, 6 through 9. Let's come back to Romans chapter 8, I mean. Thank you, that Brother Yahdai Israel. Back to Romans chapter 8, 6 through 9. When you jump down the Bible, because you read the Bible has a double meaning. And this is what it says. You remember we read in 111 verse 10? We made it plain to you, right? 111 verse 10. Now, in Romans chapter 8, 6 through 9 says what?
Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse number 6 through 9 reads. Book of Romans 8, verse number 6. But to be currently minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Verse number 7. Because the current of mind is enmity against Yahweh. For it is not subject to the Torah instruction. Verse 5, book of Yahweh. Neither indeed can be. Verse number 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yahweh. Verse number 9. For you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It shall be that the spirit of Yahweh dwell in you. If any man or woman have not the spirit of Yahweh the Son, they are none of his.
If you ain't got the spirit of Yahweh the Son, any man, any woman don't have the spirit of Yahweh the Son, they, man or woman, is not none of his. So if you're not none of his, then who do you belong to? If you're not of his, then who do you belong to that you can read? 57, Adam and Eve. Pick up verse 7 through 10. If you don't have the spirit of Yahweh the Son, male or female, you not none of his. And we find out what Yahweh said in 111 verse 10. The fear of Yahweh is those that do the Torah instruction. You cannot be 2:13. What it says in Romans 2:13 anyway? You cannot be a Romans 2:13. What did that say anyway? Romans 2:13. What did it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Romans 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the Torah instruction are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the Torah instruction shall be justified.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, James pulled that verse, but he already heard from his son, his brother already in probably in the lower top bunk bed. He pulled that verse and one and pick up verse 22 down to verse 25. Let's go to James chapter 1 and pick up verse 22 down to verse 25. See, that verse was pulled. See, that's the greatest mystery in teaching. All you folks do in the Bible is pull verses. He'll give you that spirit, but make sure you don't get caught up and have no, like the elder be telling you about, accepted thinking, accepted listening, accepted talking. You won't have that if the first time Yahweh shows you how to pull a verse, then that mean spirit of acceptance will be removed from you so you can examine yourself. When is the last time you was able to precept a verse? You can't even remember, right? That means one thing, that's not the spirit of Yahweh, because he'll give you precept, and that's when we know that you're on the right track. When we communicate with a brother or sister, when he read a verse, he say, yeah, now, okay, I pull that verse and such that verse. Then all of a sudden, to take it, then I know exactly who I'm standing for. But when you got somebody, oh, to throw a verse on the table, they throw this verse on the table, and they're going to get the run off of the mouth at that verse. How you going to run your mouth at that verse, and that verse was pulled from where? So if you pull the verse that it came from, you will see that you're going to be running your mouth because the Bible will precept itself. And that'll save you a lot of time. Save you a lot of arguments. Then you know what spirit you're working with. Then you know how far you can go with that individual. And if you find out that individual cannot precept your Bible to get the answer, then you put a 27:12 on them and Sirach. What it say anyway is 27:12 of Sirach. What it say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse number 12 reads, if thou be among the indiscreet, observe the task. Be continually among men and women of understanding.
You see what he's saying? Because if you understand these things, certain things will not come out your mouth. Because a case in point. Before you read James chapter 1, verse 22-25, I got to get a case in point. Certain things will not come out your mouth. I'm going to show you why. And 1 Timothy, I'm going to show you why. This is what it says here in 1 Timothy. Now, chapter 5. This is what it says in 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 18. What it tell you in verse 18, just get warmed up?
Book of 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 18 reads, Book of 1 Timothy 5. Verse number 18. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward.
Mm-hmm. It says scripture tell you you don't muzzle the ox that treadeth out that corn, see, right? See that ox that treadeth that corn, you don't tie him down. You don't do that. That's what he say. You don't muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn. And Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 19 on verse 22, coming right back. Jeremiah 4, 19 to 22 says what?
The book of Jeremiah chapter 4, verse number 19 to 22 reads. Book of Jeremiah chapter 4, verse number 19. My bow, I am pained at my very mind. My mind making a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace. Because I have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Verse number 20. Destruction upon destruction is crying. For the whole land is full. Suddenly are my tent full. My curtain in a moment. Verse 21. How long shall I see the steps and hear the sound of the trumpet? Verse 22, for my people is foolish. They have not known me. They are stoutish children. They have not understood. They are wise to do evil, but to do good, they have no knowledge.
Mm-hmm. So, see, what he's trying to tell you, see, Raya, that we, the one that is learning, is trying to tell you this thing that you hear right now is finished. It's finished, see, Raya. In the 16th chapter of 2 Ezra, verse 16, listen what he says, but you can be clear to understand something. That's what you're working with now, told by the mouth or the seer. In 16, verse 16, down to verse 20. Listen what he says in 16, 2 Ezra, chapter 16, 16 through 20. What do you say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 16, verse number 16 through 20 reads. The book of 2 Ezra, chapter 16. Verse number 16. Second Ezra 16, verse 16. Like as a arrow which is shot of a mighty archer, turn not backwards. Even so the plague that shall be sent upon the earth shall not return again. Verse number 17. Woe is me, woe is me, who will deliver me in those days. Verse 18. The beginning of sorrow and great mourning. The beginning of famine and great death, the beginning of wars, and the power shall stand in fear, the beginning of evils. What shall I do with these evils shall come? Verse number 19, the old famine, plague, tribulation, and anguish, a sin, a scourge for an amendment.
Mm-hmm. See the man saying? He says, look at this thing as a mighty archer, which you understand a mighty archer. You know what a mighty archer is. When he shoots that bow at somebody, it don't come back to him. It goes back to his target that he's shooting it at, a mighty archer. He says, that's what I'm trying to tell you about these plagues. These plagues that you got right now that don't hit the world now, you looking for that one I say to tell you that it's going to ease up on you. No, it's going to come another way, even stronger and stronger. Because Yahweh, it says now is the time. The timeline is on the clock. Those that's wise with the understanding will get himself in order. They have his family understand the days that you once seen of or heard of or done of is over with. The mighty archer is Yahweh the Son. He's making his move. Those that have his word are supposed to teach what the man is doing right now. That's why it's so important to understand about these feast days, keeping these Sabbath days, to make sure you understand where to be when this man going to do what he got to do because it's written. The time is up. The place that you at right now is finished according to prophecy. Got to happen now. It's the 24th chapter, verse 12 through 14 of Matthew. Listen good. What's written? Because when we come before you 6 nights a week, we don't come with our own thing. We don't know what we're going to put on the table. We don't know what's going to be memos coming to the table. But Yahweh knows. So we prepared to take it the way it is. We're telling you, see, right here, the fear of Yahweh is keeping the Torah instruction. If you don't keep Torah instruction, you are not none of here. Can you read that? So examine yourself. You can pack this room up. 100,000 plus another 100,000. But the same thing with John Cave. When we read over in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 19 to 22, he says, "This I got to pull the rabbit out of here." He said, oh, he's hold that point. Read this here. In Jeremiah, Brother Yahweh, chapter 20, it tells you something. So when we come on this network, we prepare to do Yahweh's business. Because I want all the James 5:20s that I can get myself to have not shortcomings and all the 25:21s. So if I can convert someone to just look at the Bible, because everything Yahweh got written in his book, he going to do it. That's why as long as you keep reading his book like you think it's a novel and you think things that still have not happened, And that's why we was waiting to hear some things that were said to take to show you some things. Once we had read about when the start of the Middle Ages, the medieval time. What do that mean about the Holy Roman Empire? When was that first put on the table? Although we have the answers, but we know now your computers now can keep up with the ministry. So we have many things to show you, but we want to make sure you read yourself. So a lot of lessons we have to bring to the table after certain things is read where you can see it for yourself. You understand? It's close. Matter of fact, you know how close it is? Well, whatever you got, hold that, Brother Yahweh. Let's go to Matthew 20. Let me show you how close this thing is. In Matthew chapter 24 there, Brother Yahweh, that's why it's so important saying the fear of Yahweh is those that do the Torah instruction. In the 24th chapter, can you pick it up at round by verse number 33? This is what it says. Look what it says here in Matthew 24:33. Look what the Bible say. What did the Bible say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Matthew 24:33. So likewise, you shall see all these things, though that it is near, even at the door.
Take that, son. Even at the door. At the door, see, right? Listen, see, right? The door. So now you know. So at the door. What does it say in verse 35?
Verse number 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Can you just read out of the mouth of the mental spirit telling Ezra that a mighty archer chopped these plagues down and they're not coming back to him? The plagues ain't nothing but a polluted word. I mean, the word COVID-19, 2021, 2020, but polluted word, but a pestilence, a plague that Yahweh got written in his book. He said, I ain't going to let up on you. He said, I'm going to turn up some more. Because this thing had a timeline, see, right? Do you know this thing got a timeline? Do you know the Bible says it got a timeline? In the book of, here's the thing you're holding, Brother Yahweh, in the book of Hosea, chapter. You know this Bible got a timeline? Yeah. And that's why we tell those that in the leadership positions, first thing you do is get yourself right, get that anointing. And the second thing you do is make sure you got a better half. Your better half is a 7:26 of the book of Sirach. What do it say in 7:26 of Sirach there? Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Sirach, chapter 7, verse number 26 reads, Sirach 7, verse 26. Have you a wife after your mind? Forsake her not. Give not yourself over to a light woman.
26:14 says what?
Sirach 26:14 reads, Sirach 26:14, a silent and loving woman is a gift of Yahweh. There's nothing so much worth as a mind well instructed.
So, a silent and a loving woman is a gift from Yahweh. A silent and a loving woman is a gift from Yahweh. But if you allow big mouth woman, that's a gift from Satan the devil. You understand the difference between it? So he's telling you, you got to get the fear of Yahweh in you to be prepared for the next move. The next move is even at the door. His word is going to stand. That's why we telling the family, get your family in order. According to who? The word of Yahweh. Because he just read it, they ain't nothing going to come back bored. So that means what he means. Now let's come back over here to I've got markers everywhere. I don't know why I'm holding, but I got to call the way you give it to me. Come back to 1 Timothy chapter 5. And we read to verse 18. That's why it's so important now to lead by example, because this thing is even at the door, Steve Roy. That's why it's so important to understand about these feast days. Understand about these Sabbath day keepers. Because it's time to strategize through the word of Yahweh. It starts with yourself. Lead your family in. Make sure your family in order. Yahweh will bless you. Then you prepare. Then he'll tell you plainly that he'll tell you when this thing jump. Psalms 91, 1, 2, and 3. Come back here again. So now he's going to tell you something. Because, like I said again, the mighty archer, Yahweh the Son, have loose COVID 19, 20, 21, because man ain't done nothing. Yahweh have loosed it because the time now is coming to a close. So he loosed it already. And like a mighty archer, don't be looking for no great days coming for you and nobody else. According to prophecy. And that's why you have to be sitting in one of the six anointed camps when they break it down and show you exactly what's going on from the Bible. Not what nobody thinks. From the Bible. How to properly read your Bible. How to be in order. But order starts when you got the fear of your mighty Yahweh. And then you got the fear of Yahweh. Then in 5:33 of Ephesians, what that say anyway? Now, let's just turn to 5:33. What did I say anyway? Let me hear what do 5:33 say anyway of Ephesians? What did I say, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Ephesians 5, verse 33 reads, nevertheless, let every one of you in particular to love their wife, even as themselves, and the wife see that she reverence her husband.
The wife see that she reverence, that means she's honor, respect that what? For the 1 Peter 3. Let's see what she's supposed to respect. Come on to the Bible. See, now once that's in place, then Yahweh will show the next hand. Once that's in order, now here's what I mean by reverence. Here goes the first. Now, if you're not receiving this, you're not receiving it. This is the way it's gonna be. Sooner or later, like we read last week lesson, that when you get through all, they call them all them long names. When it's in 14 verse 9, when it's all said and done, his name gonna be one. So his name gonna get to one, see, right? Like we say, but one ministry. Everything going to be one. So we got written in 1 Peter, chapter 3. Now, this the way it's supposed to be pointed. You point at verse 6. And if you point at verse 6, and this applies to your family in verse 6, then you know one thing. You are reverence. The reverence is going on in your family. Verse 6. 3:6.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 6 reads, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Yahweh, whose daughter you are, as long as you do well and are not afraid with any amazement.
What is your first grandmother called? What is she called, our first grandfather? What did they say? What was going on in 3 verse 6?
1 Peter 3 verse 6. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Yahweh.
Hate that sample. You see what's going on here? So look here. You say you want to get with me? Oh, yeah? Are you a 3 verse 6? Well, what's the 3 verse 6? Then before we do anything else, you got to come in this covenant of being a 3 verse 6. what it says in 3 verse 6, that when you address me, you got to address me as Yahweh. Yeah. Well, that part all right, but then you go on down the street somewhere. Then you go on and find you a Christian man, because for us to receive the blessing of Yahweh, 3 verse 6 got to be coming out your throat. And then, and 3 and 4 got to be working with you. What is saying verse 3 and 4?
First Peter chapter 3, verse number 3. Who's adorning? Let it not be that outward adorning of plaiting the hair, the wearing of gold, or putting on apparel. Verse 4. But let it be the hidden man or woman of the mind, and that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which in the sight of Yahweh of great price.
In the sight of who? And who you say in the sight of who?
The sight of Yahweh.
Is a what?
In the sight of Yahweh is of a great price.
Hate that some great price. Listen, this is what the Bible is saying. Do you remember what Jeremiah said? I got to tell you what time it is, because you see destruction is on its way. And Jeremiah passed the torch on. And all the seers that understand this word, and that's why we try to tell you, you're not going nowhere unless you understand you're going somewhere. But where you want to get to, you're not going to get there unless you obey the Bible. That's why the Yahweh man in 37:12, he must point out the Bible and see, do you understand what you read when it said that right there? See where the blessings come from? You see how we don't get the blessing ourselves? This is what we got to do. We got to do what's written in this book. And guess what? We have a blessing about Yahweh. Because Lewis said, then we understand what he's reading in Psalm 91, verse 1, down to verse 5. We clear. Now when we read Psalm 91, 1 through 5, we got it with understanding. What it say in Psalm 91, 1 through 5?
The book of Psalms, chapter 91, verse number 1 through 5 reads. Book of Psalm 91, verse number 1. Here she that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse number 2. I will say of Yahweh, he is my refuge and my fortress. My Yahweh, in him will I trust. Verse number 3. Surely shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, for the noisome pestilence shall cover thee with his feathers. Now his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Verse 5. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day.
That's right. And then what we'll be working with in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 15, then skip down to verse 27, 28. Listen really good what he got written. And Luke, chapter 21, verse 15, 27 and 28. What does it say that, Brother Yahweh Israel?
Book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 21, verse number 27, verse 28 reads. The book of Luke, chapter 15. The book of Luke, chapter 15. Verse 21, Luke 15, verse 21. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no more worthy to be called your son. Verse 27. And he said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father have killed the fatted calf, because he had received him safe and sound. Verse 28. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him.
That's pretty good, but that don't tie me all up right there. If I can king down that river there, that don't tie me all up. That right there, that's too heavy for me to even try to get it right there. So I'll sum all that up. by understanding one thing. Let me see if I can go and look and understand exactly what we're seeing out of that. Because that right there, that's a heavy verse right there. And by the time we get to working with that one, we're going to be all, it's going to be time out. So in the 21st chapter there, Brother Yahdai Israel, I want to sum all that up in 21. I'm looking for a statement there, Brother Yahdai Israel. I'm going to look for, I'm looking for a profound statement in 21 of that Luke. It's something I need to pull out. So if, I ain't gonna worry about it, but I'll tell you what you do. I'll tell you what you do. You come back and you look at Luke one more time. You look at Luke 21:15 one more time, that Brother Yahdai Israel. You come back and make sure you all lay back and looking and skinning and grinning and look at Luke 21:15 one more time. What does it say there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Luke, chapter 21, verse number 15, read, "For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay, nor resist."
So he don't gave the six anointed camp a mouth where no other camp can gainsay when you open this book up. So we're clear about that. Now, skip down to verse 27 and 28. Look at it real carefully there, Brother Yahdai Israel.
Verse number 27. Verse 28 read. Verse 27. "Then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great honor." Verse 28. "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh."
See what man's saying? It's what he's saying. It's kind of look, you look up because your redemption. This is a guy you want to make sure you on his right track. You want to make sure that you line up what he got on the table, Steve Ray. Because you look up and your redemption going to draw near to you. So make sure one thing, you lead by example, because it's going to be come the time, and the time is even at the door. Your redemption is drawing near. The way it once were, the timeline have ran out, Steve Ray. That will be trying to get to the six anointed camps when you teach. Understand one thing. The way it once were, the mighty archer on male shot. He said, nothing gonna come back to me. You gotta make sure you on the right track and your family on the right track. And that's the key. But all the way, but your family got to be on the right track according to what is written in this Bible. The fear of Yahweh is you reverence what's written in the Bible. If this is the way the better half of your grandmother operated and will be in the kingdom, and that's exactly what got to be pointed out. You see this verse right here? What about this verse right here? You agree with this? Without looking at the marriage agreement with those that come to one of the six anointed camps, and I look at it off there, I see that right now. You see what that say right there? What about that right there? Well, I don't know nothing about that, but then you got to learn about that first. That's why you got to make sure the better half is in one of them six anointed camps and getting all the information. Because if you want to be on the right side of blessing of Yahweh, the Bible must be what you work with. Let's go to Matthew 24. There, Brother Yahdai Israel. I know I said something about 12 through 14, but I want to go over a little bit before that and pick up at verse 32 to 35. Matthew 24, 32 to 35. Let's see what it says.
Book of Matthew, chapter 24.
Yeah, take it down to verse 35. Matthew 24, pick up a verse 32, down to verse 35.
the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse number 32 through 35 reads. Matthew 24, verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender, put it forth leaves. You know that summer is now. Verse 33. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door. Verse 34. Truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
So he said he don't sent the plague out. The timeline is at the door. I'm saying we must be in order. The great big thing is only days away. Yahweh wants you in order on them feasts. Have your mind right. Because them feasts is a sign. Every feast day has a sign to it. And to be anointed, you must be in one of the six locations to get your anointing every feast day. Nobody can anoint you on the internet. Around the corner, up the alley, across the street, five blocks, six, within 70 miles, find a location of the six anointed camps. Call for details. Get in where you fit in at. 224-600-5579. Get in where you've been in it. Understand one thing. This man is making his move. And the forces of the true Israelite ministry are going to be the one that lead the way. All the big camps got to get that puffed up spirit down and understand one thing. Forces of the true Israelites. We'll break this Bible down and give it to you uncut through the spirit of Yahweh. Obey what the Bible says. He told you how it's going to work. This is what he said in the book of Daniel. So all you got to do is examine yourself. You examine any other camp, any other religious organization or whatever. If you believe what Daniel's saying, and Daniel's got a profound book. Now, Daniel said this. This is what Daniel said. We're going to repeat what Daniel says. And tell me something. And then you look at whatever you in right now is just being applied in the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. What it says in Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. Tell me one thing. The ministry that you in, tell me one thing. Is the ministry you in, according to Daniel, chapter 9, verse 6. What it says in Daniel, chapter 9, verse 6.
The book of Daniel 9, verse 6. Is that we hearken unto thy servant the seer, who spake in the name of our king, our princes, our father, to all the people of the land.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10.
Verse number 10. The book of Daniel 9, verse number 10. See that we obey the voice of Yahweh Yahweh to walk in his Torah instruction, first five books, which he set before us.
Yes, hear you. That's how he operates. That's the closest you're going to get. And the closest Yahweh you're going to get to is the one that put that key in that door both ways. That's the Yahweh you got to look forward to. Of that household. It's a great responsibility to be in order. But the ministry that's gonna run the mouth now, at these times now, both the ministry to speak in the name of the four letters YHWH. Now you tell me, what ministry you in that everybody that get the microphone speak in the name of the four letters one YHWH? What's the name of the ministry? What's their name? What their name, whatever ministry it is, what is their name that teach in the name of the original name, YHWH? What is the organization's name? Okay. Boss it over to his wife. That's all that happens to you there. So, you know what that means? That means when you turn to Ephesians chapter 4, this what it means. You can take it any way you want to take it, but when you turn to Ephesians chapter 4, it answers the question. The one that's speaking to the name must be Ephesians chapter 4. Think of verse 1. I don't know. I can't find my Ephesians. I don't know. Where is it in the book? Well, that's what I was given to go to Ephesians to tell those that got an ear to hear. Think of that 4:1 there, whatever it's saying, and we'll really look at it until we get our point there, brother. Y'all got to get ready. By the time you get the reason, though, I've been unfound in the book, and we'll pull it out a little bit more. I'll pick it up at Ephesians 4, verse 1, and we'll read a little bit to our time what I'm looking for. Come on.
Book of Ephesians 4, verse number 1, read. I therefore, the prisoner of Yahweh, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Verse number 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Verse number 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4, there is one body, one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Yahweh, one covenant, one baptism.
That's it, right there. So, regardless, whatever you're in, it ain't number one. Anytime you add with anything outside of one, it's no longer one. Paul is letting the northern kingdom know one thing. It's time to come in. It ain't but one body. One covenant. One baptism. And this baptism means a precept. What does baptism mean, see, Roy? Just precept your Bible. The first thing you think about one thing, but no, you precept the Bible and let the Bible give you the answer. Don't explain anything because the Bible already been ready to explain for you. Let's find out about this baptism. We're going to 6th chapter. And we're going to get the definition of baptism. Verse 3. And then let's find out what happened in verse 4. Now we're going to get the biblical definition of baptism, baptizing, whatever you want to call it. We're going to get the biblical definition by the same man over there in Ephesians talking to the northern kingdom in the 6th chapter, verse 3 and 4. What do you say?
The book of Ephesians.
Romans chapter 6, verse 3 down to verse 6. We might as well make a little slight little meal out of it. And, that was a profound verse, as you recall, that we read last night, that brother Yahdai. Yes, we was over there in Proverbs. Although we did got some verse 23 out of it. But do you recall we read a verse last night in Proverbs. It was about the opening verse. And it would let us know that sin was just more, the big sin on the right side of the book is breaking the five books. But we read a verse in Proverbs that it talked about that sin is also something that's real big. You recall what we read there, Brother Yahdai Israel, in your opening lesson yesterday. Can you recall it in your writing there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Yeah, what I got is Proverbs 24:1-16.
Well, give me a hammer in that with that sin thing. Give me a hammer with the sin in that 24th chapter. You're absolutely right there, Brother Yahdai Israel. See, you got to be a great note taker. Now, we tell bottom line, just don't fix it on the camp. Just don't write back and just write. Please make sure, because you're going to be on the clock. And every now and then, old fear have to write back a little bit. And sometimes you got to do a little. Huh? So this don't just be just going through give me a word, Brother Yagdai Israel.
Going to the through the motions.
Thank you. That's good enough. Can't keep on doing that because you're going to be on the clock. Let me tell you something. This man going to require of you when he asks you, did you hear from the seer, elders, the teachers, the fathers, the mothers, the children? Did you hear anything from them? Yeah. Why you pay them some mind? And them great big nothing spirit, I'll tell you in the vision of Paul 36, that's enough talking. They belongs to me, and they gonna run according to the vision of Paul when he showed Paul. They gonna run over to you with a razor and cut your throat. Do you know what's written in the vision of Paul? So your talk gonna be over with. That's why we trying to tell you about the spirit you gotta have. Sooner or later, your talk is not going to work at all. The big Nelson spirit is going to say in the 36th chapter of Vision of Paul, your talk is over. He's going to come with a razor in his hand and cut your throat. And we read last night's lesson, the same thing we were probably reading for tonight over in this lesson. If you want to go back to turn to a pillar of salt, you better off taking the same razor that's going to be put on you after you raised up and apply it to yourself now. And we read that last night lesson. You know that was going to last night lesson? You go to now? It's in there. We'll bring it back up. The door. It's time to organize. It's time to understand one thing. What's in the past, let it pass. Organize up under the six anointed camps of voices of the two Israelites, which will be the one that leads you to where you got to get to. Because every ministry teaches the same way. You can close your eyes and be in one of the ministries, you hear the same thing coming out. That's how we roll. Because we understand what's written in Romans 4:17. What's written in 4:17 there, Brother Yagdai Israel, Romans?
Book of Romans. Chapter 4, verse number 17 reads, Book of Romans 4, verse number 17, as it is written, I made you a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even Yahweh, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were.
Now, you go and learn and find out what that means. What's you reading there, Brother Yagdai Israel?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 24, verse number 9. Book of Proverbs, 24, verse number 9 reads.
Well, hold that point, Brother Yagdai Israel. I'll tell you what. Just hit verse 2 and we'll put 9 to the side. Just go and knock out verse 2 and we'll come right back. You remember we read what did we read about in the 36th chapter of the vision of Paul? Do you know these verses be pulled, see, right? Look what's pulled here. If your mind is, well, I'm just waiting on the good old days to return. And Yahweh is going to tell you something in 24 verse 2. Take a note of that six anointed account. Understand one thing. When Lot was told by the messenger spirit, take your family and get up out of here, because we ready to do some damage here. But his better half had all the possessions of the world in the 19th chapter of Genesis. She looked back and turned to a pile of pillar of salt. That was she turned to. And Lot said, I got to keep going, because I was told not to do something. And I told her not to do something. She done it anyway. Same thing about Genesis chapter 3. When old serpent came to Eve, the third chapter, she said out of all mouth, I was told not to do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Talk to you. See that? See, disobedience is not good, see, right? Adam told her what not to do in the third chapter. She told the serpent in the third chapter He told me not to talk to you. Okay, well, he told you, why are you talking to me? See? So you see, that disobedient spirit is not, it's not good, see, right? Time is running out. That puffed up disobedient spirit to not to do the Bible is time out. Because I'm telling you something. What is written over here in Sirach 25:26? What is written anyway? What does Sirach 25:26 say?
Book of Sirach 25:26 reads, if she go not as thou wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh, give her a bill of divorce, and let her go.
The Bible says that? I ain't got that nowhere written down. Nowhere. I'm looking at it. That Bible say that? So you see what he's saying? That conversation about what you ain't going to do, he just told you bottom line. You're not going to listen to and listen to the Yahweh man. He said, this is what you do in 25:26. What did it say again?
The book of Sirach, 25:26. If she go not as you wouldest have her, cut her off from your flesh. Give her a bill of divorce and let her go.
Well, the Bible says here, right? Because Yahweh made it plain to Moses. It's Moses. I hear the speech all the time in the book of Numbers 14. I hear the speech going on. But let me tell you something, Moses. I'm going to tell you about my power. I'm going to tell you about my power, Moses. My power in the 14th chapter. I want you to know something, Moses. And put it in writing, because all I'm going to pick it up is the six anointing counsel of Boss Weller to his wife. They're going to read what I got written. Look what Moses says. Look at Yahweh tell Moses in 12:14. And that's why Sarah pulled that verse. What does it say in 12:14?
The book of Exodus?
Yeah, Numbers. Take a Numbers 14:12.
The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 12 read. 14:12.
Yeah, make it 14:13. Thank you, brother Yahweh, sir.
The book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 13 reads, and Moses said unto Yahweh, then the Egyptians shall hear it. Thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them.
Mm-hmm. But what he said in verse 12?
I will smite them with the pestilence, disinherit them, and will make of you a greater nation and mightier than they.
He said, all you got to do is do what I tell you to do. I'm going to get rid of every last one of these right here. You just do what I tell you to do. He said, I got the power to work it out. You just make sure what you're doing, it lines up what I tell you to do, Moses. Because every last one of these Israelites, they moaning and groaning. I'm gonna smite them with the pestilence. And I just make you a greater nation. Shorty folks, what do you mean by that? That means Yahweh can do this in Matthew chapter 3. This is what Yahweh can do. You just kind of stand the power of Yahweh, and he's going to try you whatever you love the most. And see if you're going to do some book. Look what Yahweh told to tell Yahweh the sons of cousin. He told his cousin to put this in the book in the third chapter, verse number 9. Matthew 3:9.
The book of Matthew, chapter 3, verse number 9 reads, think not to say within yourself, we have Abraham to our father. But I say unto you, The Yahweh is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham.
You see what Abraham said? You see what he told MJ something? He said, Yahweh can take that stone. He can take a sidewalk outside and give you what you need. You just obey him. Don't let nobody take you away from the scriptures of Yahweh, because the blessing is on you. If you're in that position, if you're born to be a leader in Yahweh, be a leader in Yahweh. But how do you lead? According to the Bible. Yahweh said, if you obey me and do the right thing, you see, I can take I can take a rock and turn it into something that'll work with you. So don't let nobody think, well, no, he ain't going to do this. No. What did Yahweh say? You got me right, I got you right. This time now to get in order. It's get in order. Men must lead the way according to thus says Yahweh to get the blessing at your family. Here's the Bible saying, Yahweh can take anything he want out there and turn it. He can take anything he want out there and turn it to whatever he want to turn into to get his point across. And never forget that. Let's run to Psalm 37, and we'll look at 1 through 20 and skip down to verse 25. Now, I don't know what's in Psalm 37, 1 through 20, Brother Yahzai Israel, but it must fit in something. Because, well, that's what I'm hearing. He says, yeah, fear. Now turn to Psalm 37 and look at 1 through 20 and pay attention to what you're getting ready to hear. Okay. That's what I'm going to do. Pay attention. Psalm 37, 1 through 20. What does it say, Brother Yahzai Israel?
The book of Psalm, chapter 37, verse number 1 through 20, verse 35 reads, Psalm chapter 37, verse number 1. Fret not yourself because of the evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, sin. Verse 2. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as the green herb. Verse 3. Trust in Yahweh and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and truly shall be fed. Delight yourself also in Yahweh, and he shall give you the desires of your mind. Verse 5. Commit your way unto Yahweh, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Verse 6. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, your judgment as the noonday. Rest in Yahweh and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself because of him. Prosper in his way because of the man or woman who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Verse number 8. Cease from anger. Forsake wrath. Fret not yourself in any wise to do evil. Verse number 9. For evildoers shall be cut off. Those that wait upon Yahweh, they shall inherit the earth. Verse number 10. For a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yet you shall diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. Verse number 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Verse 12. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnashes upon him with his teeth. Verse 13. Yahweh shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. Verse 14. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Verse 15. The sword shall enter into their own mind and their bow shall be broken. Verse 16. A little that a righteous man or woman have is better than the riches of many wicked. Verse 17. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but Yahweh upholdeth the righteous. Verse 18, Yahweh knoweth the days of their inheritance shall be forever. Verse 19, they shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. Verse 20, but the wicked shall perish. The enemies of Yahweh shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume into smoke, shall they consume away. Verse 35, I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading themselves like a green bay tree.
Mm-hmm. You can make two verses. The wicked is, you know, the wicked is in great power, and he has spread themselves like a green And they talk to the good, see, right? Guess what? The wicked is in power right now. We on that clock, the wicked is talking real good right now. And he'll spread himself like a green bay tree. What does the next two verses say?
Verse 36. And he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought for him, but he could not be found. Verse 37. Mark the perfect man and woman, and behold the upright. For the end of that man or woman is peace.
Mm-hmm. And what does verse 11 say again?
The book of Proverbs 37, verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
Mm-hmm. The meek gonna inherit the earth, see, right? If you ain't meek, you ain't got nothing coming. Huh?
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine has FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
Well, you know what? WCC, you must did that. I didn't do that. You hit that button. Well, that's one thing about it. We know one thing is your radio station, so I evidently, I guess you tune in real good. So the bottom line is, what this man is trying to tell us here right here, we got to remember one thing with Yahweh saying, and he told us plainly what we got to do. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 there, Brother Yahweh, Israel. So that's right. So we all going to be at the door to make a decision. It's going to be a Yahweh decision. It's going to be a world decision. But he says, but this Bible, and according to 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7, what it says in 2 verse 7 of this book, Brother Yahweh Israel? 1 Corinthians 2, 7.
The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse number 7. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7 reads, "For we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which Yahweh ordained before the world unto our honor."
Mm-hmm. See, that's right. What does it say in verse 13?
1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. "Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the righteous spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things."
See, that's what we do. You remember we read in the 11th chapter. See, we read something in the 11th chapter. A revelation when we first took off earlier, and we threw that verse on the table about give it to the courts or something about the Gentiles going to do something, whatever they say they're going to do. See, right there, the world is, they saying they got the red heifer and all that stuff right there, and they're getting ready to build a third temple over there, and they're going to try to figure out a way to move the Arabs out the way. And then the world say about over there that they're going to try to bring the Pope from Rome and put the Pope over there in that seat, and then that's going to kick off the abomination of desolation. See, right, they said so many things, but we keep telling you where you going to mess up at is not understanding what Sirach 6, verse 6 say. What does Sirach 6, verse 6 say there, Brother Yahweh Israel?
The book of Sirach, chapter 6. Verse number 6 reads, Sirach chapter 6, verse number 6. Book of Sirach 6, verse 6. "Be at peace with many, nevertheless have but one counselor of a thousand."
He says, they said once that they bring the Pope from over there from Rome and sit the Pope over there into the third temple they're going to build. They're going to sacrifice a red heifer and do all that kind of stuff. And they got you all, but he's telling you, by you not understanding one counsel and one ministry, when we look at this verse right here, Matthew's 24:15. You go down and you read 24:15. You read 24:15. And then you look at that 11th chapter of the book of Revelation. What it says over here in Matthew 24:15, Brother Yahshua Israel.
Look at Matthew 24:15. You therefore shall see, and you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the seer, standing in the righteous place. Whosoever readeth, let them understand.
So, when you read what Yahweh have said about, when you see the abomination of desolation sitting in the holy righteous place or whatever, listen. See right here. The abomination sitting in the righteous place. Where is the righteous place? Where is the righteous place over there? Where that 6 point star at? Place that the Arabs put a dome on a rock on top of that. You figure out a way to negotiate with the Arabs. They gonna move that place out the way and put the temple right there. And every Arab, even one that can't walk them, come in and deliver you up on that one. They say that's the second holiest place it is besides Mecca. It is, and they mind. And you're going to get yourself tied off into that verse right there. But then you hear what the man said that was spoken by Daniel. That was spoken by Daniel, see, right? Go back and see what was spoken by Daniel in 9:27. In 9:27. So now you geared up now, and the Arabs, that's what we read in yesterday's lesson by Israel watching Syria, Syria watching Israel, and everybody is, how you going to bring the most holiest man in your mind and sit him in a place? First of all, he don't even fit that as Yahweh says in Malachi 3:6, he don't change. He sits in the office and unchanged everything. So right then and there, that's contrary to the Bible. He wear colors that Yahweh allows Satan to put on the table. That means the colors of Yahweh, colors. This guy is contrary to everything Yahweh is doing, and how and where you watching him. Instead of watching the ministry that can get you to the level you want to get to. What's holy about the Pokerone? What? He don't use true name, right? What he says in 17th chapter, what do Yahweh says in 17th chapter about that organization. So how is you getting caught up in something? And that's why when you got more than one count, it's out of one. But when we go to the 17th chapter 1-4, we see things totally different than what the world is looking at, see, right? Do you know what's written in Revelation 12:9? What is written in Revelation 12:9 there, Brother Yahshua Israel?
Book of Revelation, chapter 12. Verse number 9 reads, Book of Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world, was cast out into the earth. His minister spirit, evil minister spirit, was cast out with him.
And what else about them in 14 chapter 1 Corinthians, what else about them? What else about them in the 11th chapter? Make it 11th chapter there, Brother Yahshua Israel. In the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians, what else can we read? What else can we read? And, why is I'm starting? What else can we read Yeah, brother, Yahweh Israel. Make it Second Corinthians. Thank you, yeah. Brother Yahweh Israel, Second Corinthians chapter 11. And what it says for us to read in verse 14 and 15. Second Corinthians 11, 14 and 15.
The book of 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, 15 reads. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. And no mark, the Satan himself is transformed into a minister spirit of light. Verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, who they shall be according to their works.
Mm-hmm. So Satan got ministers, see, right? And Satan ministers is contrary to the Bible of the word of Yahweh. Let me show you Satan ministers. Go to 17 chapter 1, 2, 3, 4. Let me show you how you recognize Satan ministers, although they skinning and grinning and light all over the place. Let's see what the Bible says in the 17th chapter 1, 2, 3, 4.
The book of Revelation. Chapter 17, verse number 1 through 4 reads, Revelation 17, verse number 1. There came one of the seven minister spirits which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Verse number 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. Verse number 3. But he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman stood upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Verse number 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abomination and filthiness of her fornication.
Mm-hmm. In that cup was every other name but the four letters. And it said how you identify them. They be wearing red clothes if the who? The cardinals. Red clothes, they got the cardinals wearing the red clothing. And the bishops ran the purple clothing. Pope said, look, I just do whatever. I just do it the way it come across my mind to say. But this is what you gotta think of. The red color is when you go for your computer and pull up what do the cardinals of Pope Rome wear. The cardinals, they wear red clothing. The bishops wear purple clothing. That's what the bishops wear. The Pope wear whatever crosses his mind, because he's above the Bible, so he wear whatever he want to wear. But you see, the bishops ran purple clothing, and the cardinals ran red clothing. What did Yahweh just say that was again? What do you say in verse 4? That is what, in verse 4, this is end time prophecy. The purple wine and the red cardinal clothes, what did he say in that cup with all of names besides the four letters? What did he just say that is in end time prophecy in 17, verse 4?
Look at verse 17, verse number 4 reads, the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet coat, gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abomination and filthiness of her fornication.
She has abomination. That purple and red stuff in the cup with all the many names in it is abomination. And you know what? He got it in the Bible in the 18th chapter exactly what he's going to do to you. One thing about it, if he tell you something is abomination, you know he got it somewhere. If you precept your Bible, what are you going to do to it? He'll tell you, hey, that's abomination what you're doing. But then he got it written in the Bible in the 18th chapter. Exactly what he going to do about that abomination too. So then what you do, if he says what it is, abomination to her, he tell you exactly what he going to do in the 18th chapter, verse 16. What do you say he going to do to that kind of dress wear? So, you know, just like you hear on that that one I say, he said, yeah, keep your doors and watch out for a person wearing a hoodie, and he got a red cap on top of his hoodie. You hear that they're looking for him. They're looking for a person with a hoodie on with a purple hoodie and a red cap on it, and they're looking for him. So if you know that the officer of the laws is looking for a person with purple and a hoodie on with a red on, and you get ready to dress up in that, why would you put yourself, just in case they accidentally mistake you for somebody else? See, if you already know this is what Yahuwah is going to do some damage to, so why would you entertain the red and the purple colors knowing what Yahuwah said he's going to do to the purple and red colors? He cannot mistake you for somebody else. You don't have somebody mistake you for somebody else. You fit the profile you are. You got the purple hoodie on and the red skull cap on your head, and you're going to the store. You're going out to the boogie-woogie, boog them up and boog them down. You know what I'm saying? You get stopped. Hey, get against the car. Why are you stopping me? Well, you picked the profile up. So if you know this right here is on the table, then why would you be caught out fitting the profile of what Yahuwah got written in 18, verse 16? What do you say in 18, verse 16?
The Revelation 18, verse 16 reads, and saying a lot, that great city, that was clothed in fine linen and purple, and scarlet, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. Verse 17. For in 1 hour was so great riches has come to naught, and every shipmaster and all the company and ship, sailors and as many as trade by the sea, stood afar off.
What are they going to do in 18?
Verse 18, they cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is like unto this great city?
Mm-hmm.
19.
Good.
And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, at last, that great city, when we were made rich, wherein were made rich all that had shipped in the sea, by reason of her costliness, when 1 hour is she made desolate.
Mm-hmm. And verse 21.
Verse 21, and a mighty minister spirit took up a stone like a great millstone, cast it into the sea, saying, thus, with violence, shall that great city Babylon be thrown down, and shall be found no more at all.
What were they looking like in verse number 16?
Saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen, purple, and scarlet.
Ain't that something? So why would you be caught out there with purple and scarlet clothing, knowing that any day Yahuwah might drop the boom and they might mistake you for one of them? Yeah, see, right? Because in the 19th chapter, that ain't nothing but a mockery to the children of Israel. Let me show you what we're talking about. Let's go to the 19th chapter of St. John. And let's find out exactly what happened. Let me show you that. I'm telling you, them colors ain't nothing but a mockery to the children of Israel. Let's go to the 19th chapter and pick it up at verse 3. And let's walk into it and let's see exactly about the purple and the red according to the children of Israel. Because you Israel, right? So now you got purple on and got a little red going with it. Now you have on red socks. I don't know. Let's show you something, what happened, that we can read. 19, verse 3, St. John.
Book of St. John 19, verse number 3 reads, and said, "Hail, King of Yahweh Judah." They smote him with their hands. Verse number 4. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Verse number 5. Then came Yahweh the Son forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe.
See that thing right here? They put on him. They took off his royal blue garment and his white garment, bare that he was feet. And they put a purple robe on him. And I think they told him to bow and meet you. They said, "Look here." But we don't get off into it. You can read it on your own. They put that purple on him, and probably gave him some red socks too. Put that purple on him and told him to bow the knee and all that, get inside the head and everything. So why would you mistake yourself to have this kind of clothing, knowing that Yahweh, you know, he ain't forgot about this yet. You think he forgot about this head, the way they being down? In the book of Hebrew, a little title called Hebrew, right now, his eyes is on his old man so hard, boy. Look here. Look what he said here. He forgot about this. And his old man had to calm him down some. And 10th chapter, the father looked at him and said something to him in verse 13. Look what he said. 10:13. What did he say to him, Brother Yahdai Israel?
The book of Hebrew. Look at the word Hebrews. Chapter 10. Verse number 13. From his book expected to his enemies be made his footstool.
Yeah. And then all that he's going to say in Luke, 19:27? What did he say? What he got written in Luke 19:27? He got something written there, Brother Yahdai Israel, around about 19:27. Can we squeeze that out? What did it say?
The book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 27 reads. Luke chapter 19, verse number 27. And he said, "The things which are impossible with me, possible with Yahweh."
Mm-hmm. Well, look at real carefully, 19:27, real carefully there, Brother Yahdai Israel. Squeeze me some Luke 19:27 out real carefully. I'm peeping at it.
The book of Luke 19, verse 27. "But those my enemies, which not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me."
I think so. Those my enemies, those that seen that purple stuff, they mocked me. They put me, that's the 17 nations. That's what they wear. We can't be like them, Steve. That red and purple stuff is for the 17 nations. They taking off my royal blue garments, or if I was coming for the feast day, I had my white garment on with my gold fringes on. They taking that from me. And they put that purple robe on me and made me bow my knee. So you know he's sitting there on the right hand of the Father right now. So how long do I got? He said, wait till the 6th month of camp. They talking good now. Hold on, you, it's coming. It's coming. Okay, shoot. Well, is he talking good? Yeah, they talking good. He said, "I've got the middle spirit peeping down on them. They talking good." So, that's why we tell you in the 24th chapter, verse 13 and 14, we tell you something. Think of verse 12. See, we come on this a broadcast scene, right? Do you know what's written in the 24th chapter of Matthew, verse 12, down to verse 14? What is written there, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Look at Matthew 24, verse 12 to 14, read. Matthew 24, verse 12. "Because sin shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold." Verse 13. But here she that it shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Verse 14, this covenant of the kingdom shall be taught in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come.
After the bosses of the true Israelite get this word out and get it out where Yahweh say, I'm satisfied. As we raise these ones up from the dead and get in this Bible, one name, royal blue garments on. At the feast, they got the white garments on and all that. And understand one thing he got written in 6:23. He said, he tell you something in Romans 6:23. The price you're going to pay if you don't get in order. Then he'll tell you what you're better off doing, even think about looking back in the past. What he saying, 6:23? In Romans.
Book of Romans 6, verse number 23 reads, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of Yahuwah is eternal life. Through Yahuwah,
He said the price you're going to pay is a death price. He said, now, you know what you ought to do? Here's what he say. Here was told Solomon. He pulled that verse, 24:2. See, the mighty archer, Yahuwah the Son, has chopped his plague out. Boom. The time is at the door. It's eating at the door. He said, where you stand right now on watching, everybody wants to return back to the days they call good old days, but he had a timeline that the Father gave the Son to wrap this thing up. So now it's all about the six anointed captains get in order and make their presence. And once we make our presence, and once we leave, that's it. Then Yahweh can tell you from there. You hear what I said, did you? But look what it says in 24 verse 2. Let me show you something about you thinking that the good old days is around the corner, but the archer has shot this thing out. And it ain't going to come back to him boomerang according to 55 verse 11 of Isaiah. What did it say, Brother Yahya Israel?
Okay, Isaiah chapter 55 verse number 11 reads. Book of Isaiah.
Well, hold on. No, we'll call that already. Now, we want Proverbs. We're giving you an alternative. You know, it got written in 11, 26 to 28. Choose life. Well, choose good. Choose. It's up to you. You choose this. All the choice you got is the life or your death. So look what it says. And look what it told Solomon to write in 24 verse 2. What he got written in 24 verse 2? Or Proverbs.
The book of Proverbs 24 verse 2. For their mind studies destruction, and their lips talk of mischief.
Mm-hmm. Verse 9.
Verse 9. The thoughts of the foolish is sin, and the scorner is an abomination to me.
Thoughts read that verse 9 again.
Proverbs 24, verse 9. The thoughts of the foolish is sin.
So thoughts is you ain't got to say nothing out your mouth. Your action, your action tells what you're working with. Your action says what you're working with. Let's go back to Daniel 9:27. We start wrapping it down now, Brother Yahya Israel. 9:27 of Daniel.
Look at Daniel chapter 9. Verse 27 reads, Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice, the oblations to cease. And for the overspreading of the abomination shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determined shall be poured upon the desert.
Mm-hmm. So in that one verse, that is three future shots, and what part he had fulfilled was the part he fulfilled based upon the he had fulfilled his part of half of that. But guess what? as a prophet of time, you got to read about the abomination of desolation. You got it well in 11th chapter. Well in 11th chapter by coming out of Matthew 24:15, abomination of desolation. So they saying they're going to put the Pope over there, the holy man, the Pope. And then they're going to cause the abomination of all that. Back up to Maccabees 1:50 down to verse 54. See right here. That's why the bosses of the true Israelites, we got to come now. And those that got a ear to hear that can be part of 2/3 of the resurrection in the mind must understand one thing. First Maccabees 1:50 down to verse 54. We'll leave the rest there, Brother Yahshua Israel.
The book of 1 Maccabees 1:50-54 reads, book of 1 Maccabees 1:50, who said, when I do according to the commandment of the king, he said they should die. Verse 51, the self-same man wrote each of his whole kingdom, the appointed overseers over all the people, commanded the cities of Jakta Judah to sacrifice city by city. Verse 52, then many of the people were gathered unto them, to wit, everyone that forsook the Torah instruction, so they committed evil in the land. Verse 53, drove the Israelites into secret places, even wheresoever they could flee for security. Verse 54, now the 15th day of the month, Cheslut, December, in the 145th year, they set up the abomination of desolation upon the altar and built idols throughout the city of Yakta Judah.
Ain't that something? The abomination of desolation had already happened. The abomination will sit up in the righteous place of Yakta Judah, not over there, not to come over here in this old place called Jerusalem. Third temple builds up and move the arrows out the way and bring the Pope in and put him there. And when the abomination set up, the abomination of desolation has already been set up in the righteous place. In the Maccabees day, see, right? That prophecy has already been fulfilled. So you wait on them to set the abomination of desolation. It is nothing holy about a gay parade, the wrong people in the land, wearing purple, red, and everybody. Ain't nothing, the Arabs out of place there, the sins of Esau out of place there. That's not even the spot of the children of Israel had a temple built there anyway. Ain't nothing that was a dumb sight for Solomon to have his horses there. Solomon told the children of Israel to take his horses and leave over in that spot they in right there. That is a low land. Everything that Yahweh had was on a high mountain. High. That was a lowland seed right here. That's a 36 acres of granite stone. They looked down and seen them on a high mountain. The temple size was down the road a piece, 3-4 miles down the road a piece. We have order everywhere. So whatever they're going to bring, the most wicked man of all that's controlled by Satan the devil into a land that's controlled by Satan the devil should pay you no never mind. The placement of the abomination of desolation happened already in the days of Maccabees, book 1:54. When the temple was righteous of Yahweh Judah, that's when he sacrificed the hogs, swines, and all that stuff was going on there. That done happened already, see, right? You see, the longer you continue in these wicked ministries that you're in, you'll never understand the name of one ministry will tell you the truth. The abomination of desolation has already been placed in the city of Yahweh Judah. We'll read it one more time and get a closing statement, and we'll catch you Wednesday night. No class tomorrow, but we'll catch you Wednesday night and be closing in on them feast days. So let's read when was the abomination of desolation spoken about Daniel, the seer that Yahweh reported back to you, that was spoken by Daniel the seer 1:54 says what? What it says in Maccabees 1:54, brother Yahweh Israel?
First book of Maccabees 1:54 reads, "Now the 15th day of the month Shavu, in the 145th year, they set up the abomination of desolation."
Ain't that something? That's already happened. And again, it's timeline and who did it, whatever. That don't happen already, see, right? So you see how he dumbfounded the known world. It ain't but one ministry that's going to bring this thing out to you. Give it uncut according to the Bible. There you go, your abomination desolation been set up already. They can put a third, a fourth, a fifth temple. It wasn't no temple sit there, see, right? The temple of Yahweh in the southern kingdom was surrounded by the Gihon Springs with water ran straight through it. You got to pump water to get to where they had. They had to make up ducks and put water on that 36 acres of granite rock. It ain't no it. The Gihon, go on your map and see how far the Gihon Springs from that 36 acres of granite rock. That was a horse stable for Solomon to bring his horses there because his horses messed up so bad. They got them way down the road a piece on that 36 acres of granite rock. Never was a temple of the children of Israel, never came there to do nothing but get the horses from Solomon had that have messed up the place, amusement park, in the wilderness. We'll leave it like that. And Brother Yahweh Israel, you got a close thing behind that. You're on the clock. Come on.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out. See Israel, of Seed Roy. Great work, T. To the four corners of the globe. Praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah, qua.
The world is out of order because it's a timeline for one ministry to step forward. Forces of the true Israelites to put this thing in order to bring in the two-thirds that's going to make it in the 13th chapter, verse 8 through 10. Two-thirds is going to make it. 9 and 12. 3 and 6, they all gave up the ghost. But they're going to be woke back up and get some ghosts, too. We're going to go look for our elder and bring him in for the closing statement. And remember one thing, no class tomorrow to catch your wings tonight, but tomorrow, but remember one thing, see, right? Get in order. And it starts by keeping the feast days, Sabbath days. Understand one thing, that red color and the purple color is not of Yahweh. It's of Satan the devil. We can read over there in the second book of Adam and Eve, but we ain't even going to do it in this broadcast. And why would you want to be mistaken for somebody else in case somebody else say, hey, there go one over there in purple and purple. He must be weak. Why would you put yourself in that position? Huh? What driving you put on that purple clothing? No, you might be mistaken and be somebody else. I wouldn't have it on me. I wouldn't mistake and be a mistake and you say I'm somebody else. That's why we wear royal boots. Got it? Good. With gold fringes on. Let's bring back in our elders. The closing statement on tape number 50. And remember one thing. Any questions or comments, anything we have said, you go to Pal Talk. Get on in there and say something. Put a two in there and say something. The elder will respond back to you. Feel me riding shotgun. Taking notes only. Elder, what's your closing statement is? You're on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. And I hope thus far everybody's enjoyed our broadcast. Because a lot of times I hear strange and weird statements about, oh, I don't like the way the broadcast sounds. Well, generally, a lot of times, we speak to everyone with wisdom, as it's written from the Bible. Might not like the way it sounds. And it's often mentioned that the seer says, hey, don't try to win the bump the gums contest. You got people that talk 100 miles an hour. And when they over-talk you, the first thing they say is, oh, I got you now. Well, look what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 5. 5 says, I suppose I was not a whit behind their very chief apostles. Yeah, maybe not. You might not have been able to talk them. But what does it say in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 6? 6 says, but though I may be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. See? So this is why I say, one of the things a teacher can't learn from his students, but having knowledge, he gains experience by teaching. Now, a student can possibly learn from a good teacher, possibly learning to teach the word of Yahuwah themselves one day. This shows well in all the 6 camps that teach, because we have came to hear these things that most of us can hear and some listening never understand. But we make the words of Yahuwah understood in this ministry, making that which is not understood possible. So we have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. We're given this knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or confused teaching and use the overly loud bump of gums for righteous learning, even using the scriptures as verbal weapons. So this is why we're here, to guide you through these dark times of bad teaching in Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for attending our broadcast that's coming to you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And as you might imagine, first and foremost about Yahuwah's Word, connecting the Bible books for your education, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you all have came to seek, and you found that what you have sought in the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe Yadah, that's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. No class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday from 7:30 to 10:30. The bottom part of Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m., and the online class starts at 2 to 5 until our members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any one of your smart devices on the search line in the www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click enter, you're going to see a big lion. And you'll see choices under the lion. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. Any other device, you might see menu, but after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself, family, and friends in tune with the feast days that come to us throughout the year. We got one coming up now, so check that calendar. You'll find out what it's all about. Well, the live program, this is a feature that's only available during the live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine. On the search line, type 3 words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Click the red live button. As soon as this appears, you'll be right into the live online broadcast. We're also using 2 email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions of a biblical subject or related topics answered. The other is yhdhysrael@gmail.com, also for biblical subjects or related topics. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yahuwah in mind. The first is our live conference room number. This is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number. where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. Now, for those of you who have maybe missed the beginning or the starting of any program, you can always listen to a entire show at 9:15, except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. To get there, open up any search engine, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe Yadah. Choose the program that you're late logging into, or actually, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, during the normal Blog Talk broadcast, as we said earlier, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pell Talk. We'll be listed on Pell Talk under Ethnic Group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelite. This is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your continued Bible education. Online there to answer any questions about the discussed topics will be Elder Mr. Tibbs with Seer Israel Riding Shotgun. We're taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered. Failure to follow these righteous acts, the elder will block or restrict misuse. And if Raw Talk ends before teaching time, teaching will continue on Pal Talk. But remember, as I said before, when you're trying to win that Bump the Gums contest, you miss all of the Yahuwah's glory which is said unto you. Remember, we're rehearsing the righteous act to learn the words of Yahuwah. So at this particular time, so we can continue learning, keep the Bibles open, I will pass our program back to our seer Israel. I'm going to continue to take notes myself. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah. I've been doing dog on me too. Taking all the notes I get, will be surprised things that comes out. We're led by the Almighty Yahuwah. But one thing about it, Steve Ray, the time is running out. All these things is coming to us. And we're going to peep at a few things along the way. Remember one thing, no broadcast tomorrow, but back on that airway Wednesday. And then next day after Wednesday, when sunset on Thursday, will be that feast called the more blowing trumpet season. White garments, white clothing, and white clothing is not the color of the peoples because they red. So why you wearing white clothes looking like us? No, we didn't look like you in white clothes. You red. Genesis 25:25 said you red. You not white. You don't look like no drywall. Time is up on all that foolishness. We're doing what the Bible tells us to do. Remember one thing, the one's going to make it, going to do Bible. The fear of Yahuwah when you do Bible. And love doing it. And go see and find the mothers and bring the mothers in for another episode. And we'll say, Yahuwah be the mother E and mother Z. And they will be back on the broadcast real shortly, verbally. Right now, mother today is going to just right back and take some notes, and that's a good thing. One thing about it, mothers in place take care of their part, and we in place take care of our part in one body, one mind, one understanding. So Yahuwah be with Mother E, Mother Z. Looking forward to seeing you real soon. But like I said, do what you got to do, but Yahuwah is with you, no doubt about it. Go and find Mother D up Israel and bring her in. And we'll see if we get a few verses down. But let's see if we meet Mother D up Israel by saying, Mother D up Israel. Yahuwah be with you, Steve Ray.
Yahuwah bless you, Steve Israel of C-Raw. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, that Mother D up Israel. We read a verse last night in your lesson there, Mother D up Israel. Just at the closing of, and he told us what we better off doing if we ain't going to do it the way he tells us to do. Do you recall the verse that we read last night? Can you recall in your lesson, or we read it more than one time in your reading last night? Can you recall the verse that we read? I don't want to bring it up no more. Can you recall the verse that really kind of stood out in last night's lesson? That you wrote down, come on.
Yeah, Now I can't recall it right now, Phil.
Yeah, we'll live. We'll live like it. It will. Well, if Yahweh wants that verse to come out again, it will come out again. And that was a profound thing we read more than one time last night. And I ain't gonna worry about it, but what we co-read, we read what David says in 119, verse 22 and 24. Something that David said. Huh. David said something in 119, verse 22 and 24. He said something. And what did he say?
Psalms 119.
Verse 22 and 24.
Psalm 119, verse 22 and 24. Psalm 119, verse 22. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimony. 24. Your testimonies also are my delight and my counselor.
So the testimony is the covenant. That's the counsel. So if you will sit around being counseled, if you're being counseled by a fixing on the camp, ring on tape about what we think and what we feel. So the testimony is going in the Bible and see what the Bible saying or whatever we got to do. That's how we counsel. We don't counsel on, well, how this thing worked for me and this might work for you. Now, when you counsel on the fixing on the camp, let the Bible do the counsel. So your testimony, which means the covenant, is the counsel of the Bible. We'll see what the Bible say. Mm-hmm. And then you apply the Bible. If you do the Bible, you're going to be all right. Let's run to Proverbs. And his son pulled, he pulled some on that in 19, verse 20 and 21. In the book of Proverbs, with that understanding, his son heard his father tell him about, my son, if you're doing the counseling, make sure it's the Torah instruction. So that's the number one answer. So when he was on the clock, 19 chapter, verse 20 and 21, what did he say?
Proverbs chapter 19, verse 20 and 21. Verse 20, hear counsel and receive instruction that you may be wise in your latter end. 21. There are many devices in a man's mind. Nevertheless, the counsel of Yahweh that shall stand.
Mm-hmm. So nevertheless, you have many things on your mind. You don't care what way I remember what grandmama did and all. No, I don't worry about all that. What my dad is not doing, none of that. The greatest counsel you can tell someone is some dust says Yahweh, or that's going to stand. So when you counsel, make sure one thing. You find out what they own and go in the Bible and put the Bible together. 20 verse 5 is the same book of Proverbs.
Proverbs 20 verse 5. So in the mind of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out.
See, a counsel of a man with understanding will draw it out. But see, it's like water to those that always want a quick fix on what the Bible's saying. Listen, the Bible going to stand whether we like it or not. All of the Bible is going to stand all the way to Yahweh the Son, come back and beat the thing down and tell the Father and what are you going to tell the Father? Matter of fact, we know he's going to tell the Father. Let's go to 15, 24 through 28. You know, we either can read exactly what's going to happen all from after the son beat down everybody, and everybody understand the name. You got your royal blue garments on for regular days, and you got your white garments on for the feast days. You got all that going on. Then look what Yahweh says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. 24 through 28. This is what the Bible say. What the Bible say?
1 Corinthians chapter 14. 14 what? You said
make 15, 24. Make it 15:24. Make it 15:24-28. First Corinthians 15.
Yeah.
Pick up verse 24-28. Now, after we get through talking, and Yahweh said, we are done. Six anointed camps, the boys, girls, you were like, then what going to happen once we get through talking in the 15th chapter, verse 24-28 of 1 Corinthians? What it says? 15:24 out of verse 28 says what?
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 24-28. Verse 24. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to Yahweh the Son, even the Father, when he shall have put down all rules and all authority and power. 25. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. 26. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. 27. For he has put all things under his feet. But when he said, all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted. Put all things under him. 28. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself, Yahweh the Son also himself, be subjected unto him that put all things under him, that Yahweh the Father may be all in all.
Mm-hmm. So there it is, Steve, right here. So we know exactly how it's going to end after everything is put upon him and death is put upon him. Otherwise, no more dying. You know, this is prophecy because still dying going on now, right? So we know that. He said he's going to put a stop to death. There won't be no more dying. We die every day, right? So you know that's to come.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? So I'm telling you, it's very important to understand what these ministry of boys are trying to bring to the table and tell you. When we get through talking, that's the end of any of the learning you're supposed to have from the six anointed camp. But we clear how it's going to go, so we wait on us to organize, and those that's going to make it got to be part of the 13, verse 8 through 10 of Zechariah. What it say in 13, verse 8 through 10?
Okay. Zechariah, chapter 13, verse 8 to 10. Verse 8. And it shall come to pass that in all the land, says Yahweh, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. Verse 9. And I will bring the third part through the fire and will refine them as silver is refined. And I will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, it is my people. And they shall say, Yahweh is my Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. So you see, the one that's going to make it, he's going to try a third part. And once that third part of 3, 6, 9, 12 get tried, what is the third part going to do? Go back with up a 3-6, you got to go find 12. So a third part must be tried. And he ain't coming down until it's time to be down. So who both try and get the third part in order? You got it right. That's exactly right. Ross is over to his right. So the third part is getting in order as we speak. And once the third part get ready, they got to go get the ninth part. Well, I mean the 12th part. That's the one that will be here. So we don't have time for the backbiters, the murmurs, and the complainers. COVID this thing is coming to a close. Matter of fact, let's read that. Let me show you that it is coming to a close. Let's go to Hosea chapter 6. I'm coming back to the Corinthians shortly. Let me show this thing is even at the door. We go to Hosea chapter 6. Remember, Yahweh tells his fear exactly. He told Hosea, you the man of the hour right now, right, Hosea? The seer? Yes. So then you put down what I tell you, Hosea, the seer.
Mm-hmm.
I already got written the sixth chapter of the book of Hosea. What did he tell Hosea? Let's see what he get a timeline on what he told Hosea in the fourth chapter. He told him something in the sixth chapter, verse 2. What did he tell him in the sixth chapter, verse number 2?
Hosea chapter 6, verse 2. After 2 days will I revive, after 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up and we shall live in his sight.
Third day he gonna raise us up. What timeline are we in right now? After 2 days he will revive us.
We're in the third day
now. So it ain't no fourth day. This is it, Steve Ray. You're in the third day right now. Because man in verse 4 tells you what? What do Psalm 90 verse 4 tell us that's got an ear to hear? 90 verse 4.
Psalm chapter 90 verse 4. Psalm chapter 90 verse 4. And it reads, for 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past and as a watch in the night.
That's 1,000 years in your sight is just like yesterday. A thousand. How many days have been passed, right? Yahweh was here 1,000 years. He was here 2,000 years ago. So if he was here 2,000 years ago, that's 2 days. From Yahweh's son to Adam, Adam born 4004, Yahweh the son was born 4BC. So how many days between Yahweh the son and Adam? From 4004, and Yahweh the son was born in the flesh in 4BC. That is 4,000 years, meaning 4 days. So 4 days from him, and he'd been gone 2 days with 2,000 years, that's 6 days. Six days, right. So you know what time we're in right now? We're in number 7. It can happen. That's why we read plainly in the book called Matthew 24:35 says what? What do 24:35 says in the book? Well, make it verse 32 and make it 32 and 35. Let's see what it says in Matthew chapter 24, verse 32 and 35. What does it say?
Matthew chapter 24, 32 and 35. Verse 32. Now learn a parable of the fig tree when its branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves. You know that summer is near. Verse 35. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
Well, what is your words in verse 33? What is your word? So what is your word that's not going to pass away?
Matthew chapter 24, verse 33. So likewise, you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the door.
And we see all these things, man. We see all these things. We see all the great big talking, and we see everything. Everything going on. Right before our eyes. But what did he say about us in the 42nd chapter of Isaiah, verse 17? He said, you're hearing all the big tough talking, all the big dignitary got their mouth going. But look what he says about the children of Israel in 42:17 down to verse 24.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 17 to 24. Verse 17. They shall be turned back. They shall be greatly ashamed that trust in graven images, that say to the molten image, you are our Yahweh. Yahweh. Verse 18. Hear you deaf and look, you blind, that you may see. 19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? 20. Seeing all things, they observe not, opening the ear, but he hears not. 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Torah instruction and make it honorable. 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none deliver, for a spoil, and none say restore. 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken, listen, and hear for the time to come? 24. Who gave Israel for a spoil, and Israel to the robber? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction.
Mm. What he says in 1 Corinthians 15, behind that. So since you don't listen to his Torah instruction, what he got written in 1 Corinthians 15, 55-58. He said, you know, the problem with the children of Israel, they don't want to walk in Torah instruction. They
mm-hmm.
don't want to do, they don't want to do Torah instruction. Let's see what happens
mm-hmm.
in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 down to verse 58.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 to 58. Verse 55. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? 56. The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is Torah instruction. 57. But thanks be to Yahweh, which giveth us the victory through our Yahweh the Son. 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, sisters, be you steadfast, unmovable always, abiding in the work of Yahweh. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in Yahweh.
You see, what you're doing is not in vain. All you're doing is getting yourself prepared for some good stuff. Let's go to 15 chapter verse 3. The book of Hebrew. We're going to try to call Hebrew. So I'm telling you something, Steve Ray. No work you're doing is in vain in Yahweh. Keep that in your mind. Doing Yahweh's business is not in vain. Keep up the good work. Oh, and what we say we're going to?
You say the book of Hebrews, but it's Hebrew chapter, it got to be chapter 13, verse 3. I don't know.
We'll make it chapter, back up and pick it up at verse number 4 verse 1.
Oh, chapter 4, verse 1?
Yeah, take it down to verse, all the way down to verse 4.
Wait,
4.
Chapter
4.
Off,
verse
1-4. Okay. The book of Hebrew, polluted for Eber, chapter 4, verses 1-4. Verse 1. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Verse 2. For unto us was the Torah instruction taught, as well as unto them, but the word taught did not profit them, not being mixed with faith, the belief in them that heard it. Verse 3. For we which have believed enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. Verse 4. For he spake in a certain place on the seventh day, on this wise, as Yahweh did rest the seventh day from all his work.
So he spake on a seventh day. So it's no more days to speak on the seventh day. We're in the seventh day now, see, right? It ain't no more days after this. It ain't no more days after this, see, right? Let's go to 38:1-10 of Ezekiel. See, it ain't nothing left after this. You in the time of the clothing. It's not going to no 8th day. This thing is at the door. We're going to 38:1-10. Let's see what we can get out of that. Ezekiel 38:1-10. This is what?
Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 1 to 10, verse 1. And the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, verse 2, Son of man, sit your face against God, and the land of Magog, the prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him. Verse 3. And say, thus says Yahweh, behold, I am against you, O God, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. Verse 4. And I will turn you back and put hooks into your jaw, and I will bring you forth and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with buckles and shields, all of them handling swords. Verse 5. Persia, Ethiopia, is that it? Libya with them, all of them with shields and helmets. Verse 6. Gomer and all his band, the north quarter, Tegrama.
He says, this Meshach, prophesies against God, the land of Magog. Talking about Persia, it's called Iran today. Ethiopia was called Kushite, Libya.
Mm-hmm.
All these people here are going to get in has this guy right here organized all these lands.
Mm-hmm.
The chief of Meshach and Tubal. All mm-hmm. these places here is a land that is once was by descendants of Japhetic peoples. But
mm-hmm.
the children of Israel was over there, but the children of Esau is the one that knocked off all these peoples and now taking all their names. So what he's talking about mm-hmm. in Israel here, I'm against them. They're going to tell you exactly where they at. Now, this is where they at in verse 6. This Bible is telling us exactly what he's going to do in verse 6. Gomer and Togarma. Go ahead. Verse 6. Gomer and Togarma. Go ahead.
Ezekiel 38, verse 6. Gomer and all his band, the house of Togarma.
Yep.
The Gama of the North Quarters and all
now
his band.
Quarters, now, the North Quarters is what you call Russia. So this is symbolic for Russia. One big teaming over there, the one that wears suspenders and no shirt. They pat mm-hmm. him on his back. But he going, right now he is sending all these nations right here. Now, what all these nations got in common? What do Ethiopia, Libya, Persia got, all of them got in common? All of them hate one people called the United States of America. And
mm-hmm.
Big Team understand that. So Big Team and his right now have got all types of meetings with all these nations, gathering together to take down one people. We'll talk about
mm-hmm.
that later. Right now,
mm-hmm.
Big Russia, right? Big teaming right now and organizing all the other countries for this to fulfill prophecy. And the leader will be coming out of Moscow called the North Quarters. Verse 7.
Ezekiel 38, verse 7. Be you prepared and prepare for yourself, you and all your company that are assembled unto you, and be you a guard unto them.
Stop
verse
it there. 8. Stop it for a minute. And that's what Russia is right now. Russia is a guard to a lot of countries right now because Russia is trying their best now to fulfill a prophecy, but they're going to do it. But Russia is called now the big guard. The only fear the United States have right now is of Russia. They ain't worried about being they can't attack a lot of other lands because Russia is the head god of a lot of these nations because he's organizing all the people of the North Quarters. A whole lot of countries is now over there in Berlin, over there in Moscow, up under the big Kievan. Right now as we speak. So prophecy is unfolding as we speak right now. What happened next in verse 8?
Ezekiel 38, verse 8. After many days, you shall be visited. In the latter years, you shall come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many peoples against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste. But it is brought forth out of the nation, and they shall dwell safely, all of them.
Hey, hold that part right there. So one day the children of Israel will be drawn back and then come back in their land. He's going to use all these great big old nations to take down, getting on tail them. Well, you know you're going to tuck down everybody. Now, why don't you go over there and take down the place that unwalled cities, and Russia's going to get a great big army together, and now they're going to go now and fulfill some more prophecy. Let's go to 2nd Ezra. We're going to 2nd Ezra chapter 13. And let's watch them has watched exactly in this thing. See, we know the story. Now, Russia is going to do everything they're doing right now. They're getting all the organizations together right now in the 13th chapter. Pick it up at 2 down to verse 11, and that should take it to the close. Take it more than Wednesday. So Israel will one day be back in the land that brought back from the sword. So you ain't got no business in the land yet until Yahweh bring you. So when you over there, it's going to be driven Satan. Yahweh got a beatdown coming up in that land first. Then he's going to bring you back in there. Now, once you're there, in 2nd Ezra 13, verse 2 down to verse 11, let's see what's going to happen. 2nd Ezra 13, 2 down to verse 11.
2nd Ezra, chapter 13, verse 2 to 11. Verse 2. And lo, there arose a wind from the sea, that it moved all the waves thereof. Verse 3. And I beheld, and lo, that man waxed strong with the thousand of heaven. And when he turned his countenance to look, all the things tremble that were seen unto him. Verse 4. And whensoever the voice went out of his mouth, all they burned that heard his voice, like as the earth falling when it feeble the fire. Verse 5. And after this I beheld, and lo, there was gathered together a multitude of men out of numbers from the four winds of the heaven to subdue the man that came out of the sea. Verse 6. But I beheld, and lo, he had graved himself a great mountain and flew up upon it. Verse 7. But I would have seen the rain or place whereout the hill was graved, and I could not. Verse 8. And after this I beheld, and lo, all they which were gathered together to subdue him were so afraid, and yet dust fly. Verse 9. And lo, as he saw the violence of the multitude that came, he neither lifted up his hand nor held sword, nor any instrument of war. Verse 10. But only I saw that he sent out of his mouth as it had been a blast of fire, and out of his lips a flaming breath, and out of his tongue he cast out sparks and tempests. Verse 11. And they were all mixed together, the blast of fire, the flaming breath, and the great tempest, and filled with violence upon the multitude which was prepared to fight, and burned them up, everyone, so that upon a sudden of an innumerable multitude to be perceived but only dust and smell of smoke. When I saw this, I was afraid.
So Ezra was shown how that after he raised up Big Teman and get all the countries that he mustered up the battle to go against the United States and knock them off, then he'll put some in their mind to go knock off people that's in Joel 3, verse 16 to 20 and 21. And that's when they're going to meet their enemies too. So Yahweh have set it all up as a trap. He's going to use the same people to take down the United States of America, Big Teman, as he organizing right now to get all the armies together and knock off this place here. Then after that, he gonna, Yahweh gonna put in his mind that I want you to go take care of, I want you to knock off somebody else. In the third chapter of Joel, verse 16, 20 and 21. What it says in Joel chapter 3, verse 16, 20 and 21.
Joel chapter 3, verse 16, 20 and 21. Verse 16, Yahweh also shall roar out of Yahdah Judah and utter his voice from Yahdah Judah, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But Yahweh will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. Verse 20. But Yahdah Judah shall dwell forever, and Yahdah Judah from generation to generation. 21. For I will clean their blood that I have not cleansed. For Yahweh dwelleth in Yahdah Judah.
Mm-hmm. And what they're going to be doing after all that smoke and burning in Ezekiel 38. Nigga 39, verse 12. Now read verse 11 through 13, the closing statement. Let's see what's going to be going on after we get in the land, after he take care, after he send all big Russia over there and all they minions, everybody coming. And this is what's going to happen. In the 38th chapter, verse 11 to 13, what's going to happen in the closing statement?
Ezekiel chapter 38.
39,
make it 39. I mean, 39, verse 11 to 13. Ezekiel 39, verse 11 to 13. Verse 11. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will give unto God a place there of graven in Israel, the valley of the passage on the east of the sea, and it shall stop the noise of the passage, and there shall they bury God and all his multitude, and they shall call it the valley of Hamagah. Verse 12, and 7 months shall the family of Israel be burying of them, that they may clean the land. Verse 13, yea, all the peoples of the land shall bury them, and it shall be to them a renewal, renown, the day that I shall be honored, says Yahweh.
So he says, the children of Israel have 7 months to just bury all the ones that think they can come take them a prey. See, Yahweh is going to play, he's going to be playing slick, but he's going to set the whole world up to get their final end. After, that's when you're back on the land. And you're going to be drilling safety, and Big Russia going to bring, after they take care of your United States real good, then Big Russia going to bring all the groups that he got together, come on down in the land of, they've been brought back from the sword, and say, let's get us a lick in over here. They're going to lose big time. That's why I'm going to burn them all up. And all the blood eating and the smoke, for 7 months you're going to be burying bodies. So that's how it's going to be, Steve Ray. So listen. Keep the Torah instruction. Get the royal blue garments on. Keep them on. Keep them feast days. Keep them Sabbath days. And pray to Yahweh that you would not be caught up in the world system. You got it? Good. Mother D of Israel, what's your closing statement is to Wednesday night? You and the clock come on.
I want to read Numbers 24. Verses 12 and 13. I think that's what I want to, I think that's what I want to read on. I'm missing some of it. Okay, okay. Verse 12. And Balaam said unto Balak, speak I not also to your messenger, which you sentest unto me, saying, verse 13, if Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the Torah instruction, the commandments of Yahuwah, to do either good or bad of my own mind. But what Yahuwah says, that will I speak. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
That's Mother D of Israel and the Mother E.Z. Yahuwah be with you all on this way. Understand one thing. We come humble to tell you exactly what the man's saying. It's up to you to understand one thing. Yahuwah gonna deliver you when you keep this man first. That's all you got to do. Keep this man first.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Well, whatever y'all want to create, it ain't going to work. Whatever y'all want to create, it ain't going to work. That's what you see. And you can talk all you want to talk. It ain't going to work. We can win this. We can win this right here.
After that good doctor is gone, there'll never be another black messiah unless we create him.
Well, we need you. So Yahuwah be with you all. We catch you all Wednesday night. WCC, we catch you also Wednesday night, too. So long to all, to the mothers, those on network. I'll be with you all. Shalom.
Hello.
Be forever the be.